T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I want to finish this up first from the last segment. No, truly. The Democrats, I've never seen them so off their talking points. I never have. They can't decide if Trump's lying about the border crisis or if there is one and it's Trump's fault. So we now have the second high-ranking Obama official. The first one, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, the number one guy at the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, this is a terrible crisis at the border. Now we have the head of the Border Patrol under Obama, Mark Morgan, saying, yep, worst ever. It's a disaster. And the reason I'm taking the time to play this for you, you know this because you've listened to the show for months, is I want you to hear top-level Obama officials tell you what I and Lee and everybody else has been telling you for, what, 6 months on the show? It's old news to you. You're bored with it, probably. But folks, if you listen to MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, you know, I did the whole all the alphabet soup, you don't know any of this. And it once again shows how right we are. And I do this not to take credit. I'll get flack on the text. No, you're just bragging. No. What I'm doing is taking time. When I come out and tell you this stuff, it sounds nuts. Sounds crazy. Maybe conspiratorial or whatever. But that's because I'm just so far ahead of the curve. And longtime listeners know this. Longtime listeners know this. And so they know. They're not hearing it anywhere else, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. It just means I'm first. And I spent hours and hours and hours reading to figure out what's going on and to bring it to you. And that's how I am, and Lee does the same thing, so far ahead of the curve. It's not that I'm wrong because nobody else is saying it. It's that I'm first. And I say that because you're going to hear me do this next week and then week after and the week after that. And it's going to sound new and strange. Well, I'm not hearing it anywhere else. I don't know if Tara's telling the truth. Well, if you've been listening for a long time, you know I am. And I just played Mark Morgan for you. Obama official saying the same darn thing I've been telling you for 5 months while CNN lied to you, while CBS lied to you, while ABC lied to you, while NBC lied to you, while they all lied to you. Again and again and again and again about the border crisis in an effort to keep the flow going. So they could steal congressional seats by counting the illegals in the 2020 census. They are in a fantastic rush job to get as many illegals in here as possible. And again, for those of you who are new, that's because in 2016, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that illegals could be counted in the census. And after that, sanctuary cities in number exploded. We already had them, but they exploded in number. And you began to see New York City Mayor de Blasio, I'm going to give 100,000 illegals free health care. And then Gavin Newsom in California, governor of California, trying to outdo, we're going to give illegals health care. Come here, come here, come here. They've got to get the illegals to mass in the sanctuary states and in the sanctuary cities because they are losing population. They are blue areas and they are miserable to live in. And so they need illegals to replace them so they don't lose congressional districts, so they can continue stealing congressional districts from red areas using the census. And their deadline is 2020 because that's when the census is. It is so simple to understand. And I've even been telling you that this has been facilitated since the 2016 ruling by the Supreme Court that the census had to count the illegals by liberal judges who were suddenly ruling, oh, you can't send them, you can't keep them on the Mexican side. Says who? According to what law? There is none. I just made it up. So you've got Mark Moore. I have told you this for months till I am blue in the face and exhausted. It's old news to you, but it is not to everybody else out there. And so every once in a while, I have to do a credibility check on myself to explain to you why I sound so out of bounds. A lot of the time, it's because I'm so far ahead of the rest of the curve. And that's just hard work. I'm not smarter than anybody else. I outwork them. I outwork them. So here's Mark Morgan telling you what I've already told you, but I want you to hear it from him.
It's amazing to me when I see these pictures, which certainly look like a crisis, and yet we can't get the attention of like a Jerry Nadler or a Nancy Pelosi in terms of actually doing something about these loopholes in the immigration law.
What did I tell you was causing the crisis? Not Trump's screw up. That's a lie being told right now on CNN. It's a new lie. It's loopholes. I've been telling you that for months. Created by liberal judges because we live in a liberal judicial dictatorship.
Yeah, Maria, make no mistake, and I've been trying to get out here. This isn't just a crisis. This is a crisis like we've never experienced in the history of this country since we started tracking numbers.
Okay, so that's Obama's Border Patrol chief. He follows it up with this. Like I've told you, because of the Flores decision, that is not the law of this country. That is a liberal judge's ruling. If you bring a kid, any kid, claim it's your kid, they got to let you out in 20 days. Again, this is Obama's Border Patrol chief, Mark Morgan, saying this is the cause.
And the Border Patrol has uncovered, you know, I don't know what the current stats are, but the last stats were between 1,400 and 2,000, where they were able to positively identify that they actually were not families. So the message is very clear, though, from the cartels to the people in the Northern Triangle countries, grab a kid, come here illegally, say the magic words, you're going to be allowed into this country and basically be allowed to stay here for eternity.
How long have I told you that? Months. Months you had to wait to get real news, unless you come here. Now, Mark Morgan is asked, what should we do about this? Watch what he says about Congress. It's what I've told you.
Lindsey Graham, the senator, spoke with Maria yesterday and is talking about putting in front of Congress kind of some comprehensive reforms on immigration. One of the most important being changing the rules that govern minors from non-contiguous countries, not Mexico or Canada, from being deported quickly. They are allowed to stay in this country for extended periods of time as their asylum claims are processed. He wants to change that. What are the chances that actually happens in Washington?
Look, I don't say this lightly, or this doesn't bring me pleasure, but my perspective is, and it's not going to happen, what you're referring to is TVPRA. It makes no sense. If you're from Mexico or Canada, we treat you one way, i.e. we can send you back to be reunited with your families. But if you're from the Northern Triangle countries, a child, we can't. We treat you differently. It doesn't make any sense. But Congress has known this for a very long time. They know that they can fix this in 15 minutes, but they refuse to do so.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Republican Congress knew this, and Paul Ryan blocked the legislation that would have fixed it. They had the votes for it. He wouldn't bring it up for a vote. Nancy Pelosi's doing the same thing. How bad is it? By the way, Obama just made that rule up. Trump changed it, and a liberal judge blocked Trump's changes of Obama's rules, because Obama was a better dictator, I suppose. He's smarter and better looking. So what it says is, if a kid comes here from Mexico, we can send him back. But if they come here from Guatemala, they come here from Honduras, they come here from somewhere else, we can't send them back. We have to keep them all. Like, how many are we talking? The Office of Refugee and Resettlement, or just sit down before you hear this, okay? Placed 234,414 migrant children in 50 states in the last year. 234,414, all on a liberal judge's ruling. You heard it here first, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.